We are joined now by Danny West of HogSports.com. Danny, good afternoon.
Afternoon, gentlemen.
Let's see, where do we begin? Arkansas has a new defensive line coach. We could begin there. Several coaching positions have come open, and now they have been filled. We could start there, not at Arkansas, meaning around the country. Or we could start on the fact that Brian Wallace committed to Arkansas last Saturday in the Army All-American game.
Sounds like a pretty good starting point for me. Brian Wallace picking Arkansas over Alabama and Iowa and a whole bunch of other schools last week was definitely one of the high points of this year's class. You know, it came down to basically those three schools, Arkansas, Alabama, and Iowa. You know, I kind of worried last week that maybe Alabama had told him they'd filled up. You know, they had six offensive line commits. So I was kind of thinking, okay, well, maybe he's kind of forced to go to Arkansas at this point. But turns out that was not the case. Alabama was still very strongly pursuing him right up to the last minute. Alabama really wanted Brian Wallace, and ultimately the Razorbacks got him. He's a 6'6", 300-pound offensive tackle from St. Louis Christian Brothers High School, teammates with your current defensive tackle prospect, Armon Watts. Just a huge, huge kid. He's ranked in the Rivals 150, one of the top 150 players in the whole country. And, you know, from a publicity standpoint, I don't think it gets any bigger than getting on national television and saying I choose, you know, Sam Pittman and the Razorbacks. I think that was a really good momentum move for Arkansas. We'll see if anything else might come of that, but it definitely can't hurt. So that was a huge, huge day for Arkansas last week.
And let's talk about the addition of Roy Segrist to the coaching staff at the University of Arkansas. He takes over for Charlie Partridge, who left to become the head coach of Florida Atlantic University. In fact, Coach Bielema said in the release last night that he took notice of his coaching abilities when they prepared to play Samford this past season, which is where he comes from.
Right, yeah. Came off the radar. You know, I don't think a lot of people knew about this guy. I definitely never heard of him. And, you know, based on talking to the current commitments last night, neither have they. I would call them and say, hey, what do you know about him? And they say basically the same thing that you know about him. We haven't talked to him yet, but I'm sure that contact will happen probably. If it hasn't already, it probably will, you know, today or tomorrow. The kids will finally get a chance to reach out to him or vice versa, and they'll start forming that relationship. I do think it's interesting that Coach Segrist really has never coached at the SEC level. I mean, he was a student assistant and a graduate assistant, obviously played at Alabama. So, you know, he's been around the ropes a little bit, but then again, that was a long time ago. The last time he was even in the SEC area was 1999, so it's been a while. Really hasn't really, you know, recruited very much at the Division I level at all. So interesting hire. I think anytime you lose a Charlie Partridge, you've got to go out and get somebody that can match that intensity out on the recruiting trail. And, you know, based on what we know about this guy so far, he's a young guy. It's just a wait-and-see situation. We'll have to wait and see if he can go out and get it done on the recruiting trail. But for me, that's what this whole hire was all about. You know, you lose a very good one in Charlie Partridge, and you're probably not going to find a true replacement for him. But, you know, if you can go out and get somebody who just kills it on the recruiting trail, doesn't have to get all the kids, but, you know, just turns up the intensity and really goes after it, I think that's what you're looking for with this guy, and we'll see if he's got it.
Danny, what are your thoughts on the Louisville hire, former head coach of the University of Arkansas, Bobby Petrino, back at Louisville? What are your thoughts on that?
It's very interesting. You know, I remember what happened to Louisville after Bobby left. I want to say they went 15-21 in the next 3 years. You look at how he left Arkansas. I think Arkansas is 7-17 since he left. You know, Louisville knows what they're getting themselves into. I mean, they've been around the block with Bobby before. They better hope he sticks around for a while, because his track record shows you that once he leaves you, you're not left with a whole bunch. And you know, I'm not sure if that's just a recruiting deal or maybe it's just because he recruits so much to his scheme. It's very scheme-specific, the type of players he brings in. And, you know, the next coach who has a different philosophy may not be kosher and all add up to what he wants to do. So, you know, I wish Louisville the best. You know, I know some of those coaches who are going to follow him over there, and we'll see what happens. But I was pretty surprised when I found out he was going to be the next coach over there.
I think we all were.
I think we all were kind of shocked.
Do you want life and feedback real quick before I guess we go to the phones? Danny, your thoughts on Glen Rose running back Carlos Burton?
Yeah, 2015 kid. Carlos is he's long and lanky right now. He needs to add some weight. We've seen him in camps up here. He's made several unofficial visits to Fayetteville for games and whatnot. Arkansas has recruited him. He is on the radar. You know, I think Carlos is very athletic. He might be a guy that has to play defense, you know, to be able to play in the SEC. But, you know, he's definitely got the talent, in my opinion, to get a chance and have some teams look at him. But still early for Carlos. You know, not a ton of offers right now, but he's going to be one of the top players in the state next year, and he'll have a pretty good chance.
Let's head to the phones. Let's go to Bill in Hot Springs. Bill, thanks for holding. Welcome to overtime. I guess Bill's not there. Let's try Ted. Ted. He's not there either. Jason and Brian, I know you're there.
Yeah, you know I'm always here. Hey, Danny, first off, thanks for coming on. I want everybody to know Danny's definitely one of the hardest, especially as quick. How long have you been doing recruiting full-time, Danny?
About 3 years now, Jason. Yeah, I appreciate you too.
You've come along so, man, you've got so many connections, so good with the staff. He breaks things a lot sooner than most people break things on the side. It's awesome, especially as, you know, and this isn't meant as anything, but as young as he is into the business, as well as he's done so far, is awesome. As he just mentioned on Carlos Burton, I think, too, that he could play at the SEC level. The same thing as Danny said on defense. The only problem is he's told people he'd rather go to, kind of like Kenneth Dixon, he'd rather go to a smaller school and play running back than play defense, which that kind of stinks because he's a heck of an athlete. I don't know if you got to watch him in the the championship game, Trey, but he's a very solid kid. I think he had like 160, 180 yards that game.
We're on defense because I'm all for a kid wanting to, you know, pursue his dream. And if he wants to play running back, I'm fine with that. But where would you see, because it's awesome if you, you know, if you have to go to Arkansas State or if you have to go to a smaller school, not an SEC school, to play running back, and then Arkansas was to offer, what defensive position would you see him playing?
I'll let Danny answer that, but I would say cornerback.
Yeah, I'm with Jason on that. I think he's a cornerback.
Okay, and one other thing I was going to say, a couple other things real quick. Have y'all seen that Kalinkas was going to be hired by Bobby Petrino as offensive line coach?
Kalinkas,
whatever. Yeah. The guy that can't get offensive line to block is what I'm really meant to say. So I don't know, I guess he's going to have to go for a lot of the same old people. Is that how it looks to you too, Danny?
Yeah, it's looking that way. But I tell you what, they've, you know, a lot can be said about that staff up here. A lot of people didn't care for them. But, you know, for whatever reason, Bobby's always had success with that same circle of people. So I don't blame him for going back and bringing a lot of those guys back to him.
Okay, well, I got two more things, guys. I'm sorry. But I was going to say, on the defense line coach, Danny, I really appreciate you not sugarcoating it at all. By no means were you saying it was a bad hire or anything like that, but I've heard people, you know, act like it's the greatest hire in the world. And I was kind of upset last night when it broke, just because, as you mentioned, we lost, I mean, Charlie Partridge, he's not your best recruiter. He's probably second best because Sam Pittman's probably the best recruiter we have right now. But that's what we need in position coach, especially at Arkansas. Defense line coach Bielam has played that, so he could help coach it, you know, and it's not like he needs to because he's a head coach, but you needed more of a recruiter to me than a person that's going to teach technique if you're going to go, you know. Of course, you want one that can do both, but we needed a guy that has connections. Recruiting, if you can correct me if it's wrong, but it's about a couple things. One being passion, like you said, being passionate, especially about the university you're at, and the other one is connections that ties to, you know, an area, high schools, stuff like that.
Relationships with those coaches in that area and being able to translate that to the kids, yeah.
Yeah, and he's never recruited in FBS, you know, at all, any Division I teams at all. He's been at Stanford's only, you know, team he's got to recruit for, unless you're going to count being a graduate assistant, which they do, you know, they do get to recruit, but not much. And my last thing would be, somebody asked yesterday about King McClure. Wanted y'all to ask Danny about it, so I'm going to remind you. I don't think we have a chance at all. I know he's listed in this, and he's from Arkansas, or his dad is, or whatever, but to me, I don't think we have a chance at him, but I wanted to remind y'all that somebody was asking that for Danny. Thanks, guys. Y'all do a great job.
Thanks, Jason. Appreciate the call. Danny King McClure. I think we might have lost Danny's connection there, Joe. So we'll get him back up. But in the meantime, we can go to some Keithley Service Company live fan feedback. Lynn and Sherwood, question for Matt. How much difference does it actually
back?
We have him back now. Danny, King McClure.
Yeah, I'll start with King. Sorry about that. I do think Arkansas has a chance. It's probably a slim chance, but I'm not ready to write Arkansas off just yet. We'll see if he visits. You got a pretty good outside shot, in my opinion. But not a great shot, but, you know, you're in the ball game at least. And then I don't recall his first question. Do you guys?
No.
Okay, never mind.
I should have been taking notes while he was on.
God, I lost my cell service and it totally threw me off.
Yeah, and I'm trying to think if it might have been.
I thought it was about the connections with the not sugarcoating the offensive linemen. And my thinking is, Danny, but before you say anything, remember the baseball coach that that left not too long ago? A lot of times your better recruiters, are they're not your better coaches. You know, you kind of it would be a positive to have one that could do both, but a lot, I would say almost 90% of the time, you know, your better recruiters are not your better coaches.
Yeah, no, that's a very good point. And I think that's what a lot of people were so disappointed about last night. I don't think people saw this guy's name pop up on Twitter and said, well, he can't coach a lick. I mean, the guy coached in the NFL. Most people do not make it that far. You know, if you can't coach, you're not going to the NFL. I don't think this was about, you know, the fans' disappointment. I don't think it was about coaching at all. I think this guy could probably coach pretty well. What we don't know is how well he can recruit, simply because he has very little recruiting background to speak of. So we'll see how it works out.
Let's head to Kane. Kane, welcome.
Yeah, three things. Malachi Dupree, what's the scoop on him? Is there a chance that how can you become a coordinator, go from a coordinator to head coach and then back to a coordinator?
I never heard of that.
You mean like Lane Kiffin or something?
Like Garrick McGee.
Garrick McGee leaving UAB to be offensive coordinator at Louisville.
Yeah.
Well, look, Kane, let's not sugarcoat UAB. That's a no-win situation.
I was going to say that's almost a step up, even if you're an OC from the head coach of UAB. I know it's a step down in position or title, but you're going to be a Louisville team that has won back-to-back big-time bowl games, and you're moving to the ACC.
Yeah, Petrino looked like he's putting together his old staff again.
It does look that way, doesn't it?
Yeah. And this kid, Malachi Dupree, does Arkansas, if you think Arkansas is going to get that kid, he's planning on going someplace else.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie to you. I think Malachi Dupree is probably going elsewhere. He might end up taking a visit up here. You know, he is related to Michael Smith, your wide receivers coach, but to be completely honest with you, I don't think that's going to matter a whole lot. Right now, I'm not even expecting him to visit. He might, but I think you're definitely on the outside looking in. He's considered a very much a long shot at this point.
Danny, where are some other coaching, or what are some other coaching changes where you think it might help the Arkansas Razorbacks?
Well, I tell you, right there at Louisville, they've got some kids that Arkansas has been on for a long time. Well, I say a lot of kids. It's obviously Rashawn Shaw is the defensive end that Arkansas has wanted for several months. He's been committed to Louisville since last summer. He actually plans on coming up for a visit. I talked to his dad last week after the Charlie Strong news came out, and he told me, yes, definitely Arkansas is back in it. We'll be up there on the 24th. So you're going to have him and both of his parents on campus. This is a teammate of linebacker Sharif Raheed, obviously another big-time prospect for Arkansas, who was strongly considering Louisville. So there's a couple of guys there, and then there's another cornerback committed to Louisville right now. I forget his name. I want to say De'Eric Culver from Tallahassee. He's a pretty big-time kid, and I know Arkansas is looking at him now. He told me he's going to save an open spot to maybe come up here for a visit. So that would be big.
Did you get to watch the basketball game last night, Danny?
Unfortunately, yeah.
Yeah. I was going to ask you if there's any recruits that maybe we have next year or that are coming in that could help the team next year. Anything new there?
Well, I'm probably the wrong one to ask. I thought some of these kids would come in. And yeah, I know it's too early to start bashing them right now. It's just one game, as people say, but it's not just one game. You know, they're 9-53 away from Bud Walton Arena over the last 6 years. 9-53, guys. I mean, you take a step back and look at that. There's a serious problem there. I don't know what it's going to take to fix it, but, boy, you look at the recruiting. To answer your question, Anton Beard is a guy that if he can play point guard in the SEC, they need him on campus yesterday, in my opinion.
I was going to say, can we reclassify Malik Monk?
Yeah, no kidding. I don't think that's going to happen, though.
Yeah, no. Obviously, Danny, Arkansas needs help at almost every position in basketball. And we know Anton Beard, who has already signed with Arkansas, will be there next year. It seems like it would be easier for a quick fix in hoops than football. But where else do you see Arkansas looking for next year on the hardwood?
Yeah, right now it's been slow. I know they're slow playing a couple of guys. But, you know, scholarship-wise, they may just be happy with what they've got with the three guys they signed. Nick Babb is a guy I feel like he could probably come in and play right away. But really not a ton of movement right now as far as going out and getting new guys that I know of anyway. I should preface that by saying, you know, I stay pretty busy with football this time of year, not really diving into basketball a whole lot right now. So if there is something out there that I'm not aware of, then, you know, that's a different story. But really haven't heard of a whole lot of movement in basketball as far as the current class.
When you look back at football and where Arkansas sits right now and where they are trying to go, where, if they don't get, let's say, these guys that were committed to Louisville, now that Charlie Strong left, if they don't get them, where do they look?
Yeah, I think there's about seven spots left, and with those seven spots, I think you got to spend a lot of your scholarships on the defensive side of the ball. You know, safety, cornerback, and linebacker. Those are the three areas right now that, you know, looking at the next three weekends, big visit weekends starting next weekend. You know, I think you're really going to have to go after some defensive guys that you feel like can come in and play right away. They've got a bunch of them coming in. You know, a lot of defensive backs. So, you know, they've already got a couple of cornerbacks committed. Maybe you can get a few more. That's obviously a big area of concern looking at next year, as well as safety and linebackers. So these next three visit weekends, I can't tell you how big they are in terms of not only, class ranking, but filling needs for next year's class. Arkansas, when you're 3-9, you've got a lot of needs, and Arkansas definitely needs to take care of a few of them over the next few weeks.
And I guess it's pretty nice situation for Brett Bielema, the fact that he's only lost one assistant coach off of his staff from last year so far.
Yeah, no, that is a plus. The downside of it is, he's, as Jason said a while ago, he's probably your top two recruiter on the staff, Charlie Partridge, and everything that he brought to the table in recruiting. But yeah, I think you've been fortunate. You know, anytime you've got both of your coordinators back, you know, you kind of have to count your blessings anymore here at Arkansas. Seems like they've had new coordinators every year, so it's good to get that continuity going again. You know, Randy Shannon looks like he's coming back. He's obviously meant a lot to Arkansas staff so far, so yeah, keeping those guys intact, I think it's going to pay off for them.
Danny, we had a listener call in. He wanted to know the status of Solomon Thomas and your thoughts on him.
Yeah. You know, if you listen to all the national experts, they're really not going to mention Arkansas as a strong candidate in this mix. But don't count out Arkansas. You know, Solomon Thomas, one of the top defensive ends in the country. His sister is in school up here. His parents, they own property in northwest Arkansas, sometimes work in this area. I'm telling you that don't overlook the importance of family and being close to home with Solomon Thomas. I think that keeps Arkansas in the ball game. He's built some solid relationships with this coaching staff. You hope the new defensive line coach can go out and get him, but we'll have to wait and see. But you're definitely in the mix with Solomon.
Danny, as always, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Look forward to it. Thank you.